Hello, this is Joe from Randomness Chat, and this is a warning that there will be talks of incest and rape during this episode. We will also mention it briefly before we start talking about it, so that way you guys can still enjoy the first half of this episode. Thank you. Welcome back to Randomness Chat!
I am Miranda.
I'm Dakota.
Yeah. And I'm Joe. You know, you gotta start everything up and hopefully, you know, get people psyched.
No.
So
you
Miranda's
just said
two boyfriends.
I don't think she has two boyfriends.
She's talking to two of them. So why are you talking to the other guy from Egypt?
Well, here, let's get backstory so when people know.
Okay, go ahead.
Come
we're
on, Miranda.
We're not talking about this.
Okay, well, we're not talking about it. We do have a fun episode, though.
Okay.
Without talking about Miranda.
Thank you.
Yes.
We're going to talk about it after the show.
Yes.
After the show, we can sit here and talk about it for as long as you guys want. Because we've been sitting here talking for the past, almost hour?
Yes! Oh my goodness.
We really should just start from, when we get ready. Because we get some nice conversations in
there. Then we'll never talk about the topics. It's going to be a 3-hour episode.
It'll be okay.
Just part one. Okay, now part two.
Yeah, we're going to have to make it parts.
Road trip series. If you're going on a long road trip, listen to these episodes.
Oh, please, no. We're not doing a 3-hour episode. That's, that's
sure
way too long.
I'm sure we could, but...
Let us know if you guys want a road trip type episode that takes hours.
Nope. Not doing it.
That's just our stuff.
You can let me know, and I will gladly ignore every comment.
Okay, I'll look at them.
I will ignore them. I'll look at them. Yeah, that's cool.
If 100 people comment.
Yeah, you know what? Fine. If we get 100 listeners, we will do a 3-hour episode.
Okay.
If they want.
Yes. Well, that's the drive.
Yeah.
We had 100 listeners. Fine, I'll do a 300
episode. 300 hour episode.
Oh my goodness, no!
We'll do a 3-hour episode.
As long as we don't do it at midnight.
Yeah, it probably won't be. Our time management's bad.
But hey, at least we're doing it at 6:45 this time. We're not doing it at 11 o'clock at night.
It took us an hour to start this.
Listen, no one said I was ready.
We need to start getting ready at noon, and that way we can start talking by 4. Have the rest of the night.
Hopefully we can have the episode uploaded by Saturday morning.
This is really sad. This is what we do on Friday nights, guys. Everyone's out partying, drinking, and we're just
providing you entertainment.
What happened to your pop can?
It fell, it hit the ground, and then it dented up.
Oh my god.
And, you know, I didn't want to waste a good Pepsi, so you just crack it open and drink it anyways. Yes.
I would do it.
But yeah, it's the cat's fault. He knocked over the lunchbox and the pie, and then it dented the top part. So
that's what dented last night.
Yeah, it dented. So I left it on the table all night, and you know, I decided to finally drink it today.
I'm surprised he didn't knock it off again.
No, he just wanted to eat the food inside the lunchbox.
He was looking for gummy bears.
The gummy bears were put away.
I know. I've seen him open the cabinet.
Yeah, no, he's addicted to gummy bears and marshmallows.
He can open that cabinet?
He can open the freezer and stuff, too.
Yeah, he will pop right into the freezer. He can open it and go inside the freezer.
Yeah. No one knows why.
He wants the food, and he sees that's where we get our food at.
Yeah.
And it's because I feed him human food, like ham and bacon, stuff like that. Now, he wants it all the time.
Even though he has expensive-ass cat food.
And so, as soon
as... there's food in his dish right now.
Yeah, he's looking down like there's not.
He's like, it's only half full, peasants.
But no, we had a lot of stuff to talk about today.
Yeah.
There will be something. But at first...
So if you are small children, leave.
If they have small children, they should be listening to this fucking this fucking series anyways. We cuss.
How many things did you watch as a child that you probably shouldn't have or listen to?
Everything.
Exactly.
I think I was watching Friday the 13th by I was 8.
I watched American Pie when I was 8.
Yeah, let's see all the sex scenes.
I was watching Sabrina the Teenage Witch at 8, so in Winx.
And
Fetch with Rough Men.
I was probably watching Michael Myers around 7-6.
What'd you say? Affected with what?
What?
What'd you say? Affected with what? The movie you just said?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then after that?
Winx.
I don't know what the fuck a Winx is. Are you winking at the TV?
No, it was these fairies or whatever.
Those are fairies.
They were Winx.
Like Tinkerbell?
No.
The fairy godmother?
No.
We don't
They were the... like, it was like,
the Tooth Fairy?
It was like Sailor Moon met Tinkerbell, and that's like,
I don't know what Sailor Moon is either.
So they were like regular and went to school, but then like they had like these like powers too. I don't remember. I was little, guys. This was like almost 20 years ago.
Almost 20 years of, Jesus Christ, that's a long time. Sure. Yeah.
Cool. I'm not 28, just like putting that.
Yeah, I was about to say, that was about 10 years
ago. I don't want them to know my age. It wasn't 10 years ago. I'm older than 18.
Basically, I said school student at night, stripper by day.
No.
That'd be a fun series. But they have to be at least 18, so they'll be like a senior. We don't want to pull no cuties out.
Well, technically, there's some 17-year-olds that are seniors, so you might want to be careful with that.
No, I said 18-year-old, so they would be a senior. Did
some
you not hear?
Some seniors are 17.
17.
I said 18, so they would be a senior if they're still in high school, or else they're fucking dumb. They got
or
home back like
a
five
freshman
times.
In college.
But then that's not really so. That's just college. Everyone is a stripper in college. We're talking high school strippers.
I should have been a stripper in college. I make more money.
I know.
I say if college is going to fail, I'll be a stripper.
There you go.
That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's if college fails.
You're going to need it anyway with the career you're going
to
have.
Yeah, you want to be a teacher. I make more than you do.
I don't think I can be a stripper and a teacher.
Sure you can.
Why not?
What the fuck? Are you going to... What grade are you teaching?
Elementary.
What are you going to do? Bring them on the field trip? This is where their teacher works on the end.
Uh-huh. And then the students' parents are going to come to a stripper club and be like, oh.
Then that's their fault. Because let me tell you something. If I saw my kid's teacher at a strip club, I would not say a word. Mm-mm. You know why?
Why?
Because that means you got to
tell the other parents.
Yeah.
That you went to a strip club.
Yeah, I was at a strip club. It's like, yeah, honey, business meeting. I'm running late. It's like, aren't you a meat cutter or Ruth Packing? Business meeting. Click. Yeah, you think, yeah, no. So I think you could be a stripper and a teacher at the same time.
Okay.
You just can't have an OnlyFans because that's how a teacher got fired.
A OnlyFans?
Yeah, did you not hear about that?
No.
Yeah, no, a teacher got fired because she had an OnlyFans.
I think that's messed up.
Yeah, I mean, what? Well, I think she was a high school student,
wait, what
a teacher.
Is
only,
so?
Yeah.
What is OnlyFans?
It's basically like you buy, like, it's like a subscription service and stuff.
It's like porn.
Yeah.
People use it for porn.
But you pay for it.
It was supposed to be, started out as like a celebrity thing where they could connect with their fans, but then turn into a...
OnlyFans.
An OnlyFans, as we know today.
Yeah. Let people do what they want.
You know, we haven't even once talked about like what I saw in the news this week.
We don't need to.
There is a few cool things. So
it's the news. How cool can it be?
Okay, how about this? A Russian court served Yuri... I'm going to fuck up this name. Yuri Konovjitsv, 46, a 3.5-year prison sentence for disturbing his neighbors.
Okay.
Let me tell
That's
you what he did.
Too bad.
Let me tell you what he did. For nearly 2 years, this man practically tortured his neighbors with his behavior. He started out playing loud music late into the night, but as time went on, his antics increasingly got outlandish. By the end, he was playing horse sounds every 2 hours throughout the night to keep his neighbors from getting sleep.
That's wonderful. Free my boy, Yuri!
Would you call a cop sooner?
You know, I'm actually shocked we don't go to jail for our disturbances throughout the night.
Free my boy, he's innocent.
Because, you know, we're loud at Friday night.
We are.
I think I got one time asked, like, why do you throw a party every night? Because you guys are so loud. I was like, no, that's just us talking. We get increasingly louder.
We get proud.
We do. We get excited and then we get loud.
Yeah, but we have to
Or you just randomly hear, who hit me with the fucking red shell?
That's Mario Kart, because we will play Mario Kart. We can play Mario Kart after this.
Yeah.
I can destroy all of you. So, do you guys think that he got the right punishment for his crime?
No! Free my man, Yuri!
He's playing horses sounds every 2 hours.
So?
What was his punishment?
3.5 years.
Oh. No.
Yeah, in prison.
Why prison?
I don't know, because they didn't want to play horses sounds in the jail.
Like, those neighbors had to do something rude, though. Where well, he like the, had, like, he's like, this is my only option to get back at them.
Well, that's like the guy who got in trouble for, you know, recording their neighbor's dogs barking and playing it back to them.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's the same thing. How much time did he get again?
I don't remember.
I don't think he got that long. But this is also in Russia, too.
Why would he even get... Isn't that just a domestic, don't do it?
A domestic, like, well, I don't know, we'll finish that.
Like, probably like a domestic disturbance. Yeah. That's probably what she was trying to say.
For 2 years?
But no, it would be like, I can't even... Like, honestly, I think the only thing that would, like, equate to that over here is, like, the noise ordinance thing.
Probably. Noise
complaint.
Yeah. They probably told him a few times to stop, and he just never
did. Any viewers from Russia, can y'all, like, comment?
There's not. There's not. I checked.
If y'all have friends from Russia, can you have them, like...
First, listen to the episode. That's what we need them to do.
Yeah.
First, listen to the episode. If they can. Mm-hmm. I know some places are a little...
Strict with...
Yeah. American podcasts.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, oh, you gotta watch the one episode of Dark Side of the Ring.
What?
That's
North Korea.
I know.
Yeah.
But it kind of, like, you know... explains.
Guess.
Oh, you fell asleep during that part.
Yeah. But, one Asian country is all the same, Miranda.
What?
That's what you're saying.
No.
No?
That's not all what I'm saying.
What are you saying then?
Next story. Goodness gracious.
Oh, no. I want to hear
No, because I'm having people come after me. I'm just saying people have different policies on their, like, social medias.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like, in Cuba, I think they're, what's it called? Yeah, they're trying to strike that down in Cuba, too.
Isn't Cuba America, though?
No.
No.
Oh.
We wanted to take them over, but then they became their own thing.
Yeah. Thanks, Russia.
I mean, if you think about it, though, the U.S. tried to do that with... What was... it was called something.
They did it with Hawaii.
Where they wanted to charge for basically every social media app. It was with the internet. What was
that neutrality.
Called? Yeah, net neutrality.
Yeah, they tried to do that. And they got shot down.
Oh, yeah. Because people are going to lose their minds.
Yeah. I mean, like, if we wanted to... People wanted to listen to our episode, they'd have to pay to listen to our episode.
They'd have to pay to, like, get the app Anchor. Like, it would be like you get, like, certain apps for this package with your internet provider, but if you wanted other apps, you had to go up another step with your provider.
So, like, let's say if you wanted to do, like, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook, they can have it in a premium package. You'd pay, like, $80 a month.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I don't know how much it would be. I didn't really research that much into the pricing. I just know I didn't want to pay for all of it. That's why we have ad supporters through Anchor, so that way don't have to pay to listen.
Where would Tinder be, though?
Oh, that'd have to be in the horny package. Tinder, Bumble, what's another one?
Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish.
eHarmony?
Motherhood.
Grindr.
Single mothers in your area. All of them.
That's a thing?
Oh, yeah. If you look up some weird stuff pops up.
I don't want to know what you look up.
I was trying to research it for the weird porn episode we're doing in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And it says single mothers in your area. It's like, you're not single. Don't try that.
I am a mother.
You are a mother, but are you a horny single mother?
Nope.
There you go.
Mom was.
we're not getting to that one.
I wanted to, guys, no. But they told me no.
No.
They shot me down.
No, we're not mentioning that.
Just saying she was.
And then she went to the family reunion. So, we can actually talk about what's really going on in the episode today. What this whole thing's about.
I didn't bring it up, so.
And this is about the strangest relationships. What is that? You know, what are you guys expecting walking into this? Because there's some crazy ones. I told Dakota some of them.
Knowing your family history, I'm pretty sure this will probably just be, you know.
This is not about my family history. I made sure that none of them were about my family history. Miranda, what are you expecting?
The dead people.
I don't think I had the dead people.
You don't have necrophilia?
I wanted to, but I... No.
I know we talked about it.
I mean, I have the place where I got all the relationships. I got that thing there so we could talk about it. But I did not put it in the notes itself.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if there was more to talk about in there, like, if you guys wanted to hear more, I had more loaded up, ready to go.
There are dead people relationships, then.
Necrophilia, yes, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people become, you know, the people that dress up the dead people in funerals.
Oh!
Wait, what?
Speaking of that, I was watching TikTok the other day. This girl, she does the makeup for dead people.
What's that called? The Undertaker?
Morticians.
Mortician.
And so, like, she does the makeup on people and, like, does the hair and stuff. And she has a portfolio. And her boyfriend kept asking a lot of details about it, which she thought, like, he was just interested in, like, what she did for work. Which, I mean, yeah, that would be kind of interesting. But then he wanted to, like, see the photos, and she said, I can't let you see him because, you know, like, respect for the family mm-hmm. and everything. And then she went on his phone because he was, like, acting, like, really weird, like, when he was sleeping. And he actually downloaded her pictures on his phone. And she, like, woke him up and, like, yelled him about it. And he found out that he was really into necrophilia.
Oh, nice.
They broke up, I'm pretty sure.
I wonder why.
You know, when we do, you know, later on we could talk all about necrophilia.
My one creative writing teacher was very obsessed with it. He wanted us to write about it.
I think he was obsessed with necrophilia.
Well, he wanted... Well, I mean, it was creative writing. He wanted us to go out of our comfort zone, and I don't think anyone has a comfort zone in necrophilia, so...
I don't think anyone should have a comfort zone in any of these relationships we're about to be talking about, but...
So, Joe, go ahead and tell us about these relationships.
Well, first, like I said in the beginning of the episode, this is your second warning for everyone who's listening.
Warning, warning, warning.
I thought we talked about not doing that.
I still did it.
We can edit it.
No.
No, it's staying. It's staying.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's staying. Okay. I'm going to make everyone think Miranda's dumb. But yeah, no, we talked about that, Miranda. We said no doing that.
I liked it, though.
It reminds me of the wrestling group Right to Censor.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, they're like a 2000, like... Attitude Era group where, like, you know how everyone, like, you remember, I think, Val Venus, maybe?
I was born in 2001.
Well, he was a porn star. That was his gimmick, was a porn star. And then you had, like, the Godfather.
I remember Godfather.
Yeah, see, they were in the group because, you know, this group's mission was to censor the Attitude Era. Because, you know, there's a lot of stuff that was happening during that time, like Triple H chumping, dead people and stuff like that.
Is that when Edge became the Rated R superstar?
That was like 2004 or 2005. That was after everything.
Oh, okay. Well,
it was after I was born. Joey's trying to talk about before I was born.
No, this was like 2000. Oh, yeah, it was 2000, wasn't it? Oh, my
gosh. I feel old now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I went back, watched it on, you know, the network before they changed over to the cock. And, you know, I hate it so much. The cock, yeah.
Peacock!
It's fucking...
I like that.
It's poopy.
Yeah, Peacock pretty much screwed up.
It's poopy. But yeah, no, we'll get into the actual episode now. Okay. Sorry about that. We got sidetracked.
This is why we're called randomness chat.
Yeah, the whole thing is just see what we'll talk about next.
Okay,
so back to the trigger warning, because I don't think I actually said it. There will be, I guess now, talks of necrophilia, rape, incest... Anything else that, you know, just might trigger? I don't know. Whatever triggers people these days.
Wait, you can get a trigger from necrophilia?
I guess. Can you not?
Yes, you're talking about intercourse with dead people.
Oh.
I just said it just in case. I did not. You know, so I'm nice to people.
Okay, let's just get into this.
How many times do I got to say sorry during a podcast?
At the end.
I know at the end, but how many times... do I have to say? Meaning?
Just say sorry for being in this podcast. That's what it is.
Meaning as, like, I'm nice, and but I don't care what I say.
Okay, let's get into it. So okay, we spent, like, 4 minutes just talking about...
trigger warnings.
Yeah.
All right, so we are going to get into this. All right, and now we are back again after the ad.
Hello!
Okay, yes. We've established we're here. Okay, let's get into the first weird relationship.
Alright, so the first one, back in 2009, in June, by the way, because I do my research.
Good for you!
was a man in a mannequin.
I mean, honestly, if you think about that now, modern day, the Umbrella Academy. With, like, five, he has that mannequin. Dolores. That's her name, Dolores.
I've seen probably three episodes of that.
The one kid, like, his, like, wife is...
The kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is just the top part of a mannequin named Dolores.
Well, this is a full mannequin.
Yeah. What about, like, what was it? Maybe SpongeBob or Big Time Rush? They had, like, a black figure thing.
Was that SpongeBob where he drew DoodleBob?
Are you thinking of the Mihoy Minoy dude?
That's DoodleBob. Mihoy Minoy!
I don't know.
No, it was, like, a black blow-up doll thing.
On a children's episode?
Different. Whole different thing.
Yeah, no, this is a mannequin, not a blow-up doll. I think there is a robot. I didn't copy and paste, though, but, you know. There is a robot.
Uh-huh.
There is.
Okay, you so, know. About this mannequin.
Yes. So, I'm going to fuck up this name, too. Because it's, like, David with the two E's and a D.
That's Davidy.
Well, it's like D-A-U-V-E-E-D.
Dayudi.
What? There's no U.
There's a U.
Oh, there is a U, isn't there?
David.
Oh, my goodness.
David? Yeah. David. That's what we're going to call him. Okay. Had a fake wedding ceremony in which he married Claire the mannequin. They walk around the streets of L.A. together.
Of L.A.?
Yeah. It was a fake ceremony.
I married my rabbits before. I did!
Okay, so about your rabbit. Because I guess that's a weird relationship, two rabbits.
Yeah. And it was cute. It was Mr. and Mrs. Cottontail.
Remember the gay penguins in Parks?
Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
I believe those parents should have been married.
Yes, they should be married.
Marriage for all.
Next weird couple.
Okay, so this one isn't a couple, per se.
Do we need to rate these from, like, the weirdest to not as weird?
We can.
We should do that.
We'll remember these stories, and we're going to start rating.
Okay.
So this one's going to be a little bit, because this came...
You know how big my brain is.
Well, not very big.
We'll recap them, once we do them.
Not very big. I mean, you didn't even know who discovered the United States of America.
Okay, it's been 2 o'clock in the morning when we do these.
Okay, so that's the man and the mannequin. Next one.
This one is called Lot's Daughter. Now, this is a story from the Bible.
Lots,
like Lot. L-O-T.
Okay.
Apostrophe S.
Really, Miranda?
That's how she rates that one.
So anyone who was like cyber stalking Miranda and thought she's hot, that came out of her.
Yeah, no, that is a burp.
Yeah, I can't call that one a hiccup. That one is straight up burp.
I think my kid heard that and he woke him up.
Nah, he's fine.
Okay, Lots.
Alright, so this is about daughters raping their father.
The opposite of Oedipus Rex.
What?
You've never heard that story?
Oedipus
Rex. So, there's this, I believe they were the king and queen of, I don't even, yeah, it's a Greek story, I believe. So, they had this kid, they went to, it was weird how I remember that. Okay, so the king had a person who, like, saw the future. He said, your firstborn son is going to be, like, the reason of your downfall. So, they have a son and he gets rid of him. Like, just kind of, like, tosses him away.
After a while, he
basically, like, he kills his dad because he doesn't know that's who it is. And then fucks his mom and has kids with her.
Because they basically threw him away because... Yeah,
so he didn't know who his parents were.
Yeah.
And then he ended up actually being the fall of the family, because then even after, he was a disgrace because he found out who his parents were.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, his mom even, like, killed their kids
Didn't he scratch out his eyeballs?
Either he did or his mom did. Someone scratched out their
eyeballs. Somebody scratched out their
eyeballs.
I'm making it for them. Just saying. Yeah.
We're talking about fiction story. This is from the Bible, you know, the most trusted book in the world, I guess.
And you know how I feel about that.
I guess. I will say I don't really believe in the Bible, but you know, we will get into that.
Okay,
next.
But real quick.
What?
Sidebarring, that was going to be about our first podcast, was going to be about me finding flaws into the Bible.
Then he was like, oh, I might get sued.
Yeah, because I was using a children's Bible, and I guess they fucking copyright that shit for some odd reason.
So I couldn't make fun of it.
We'll get back to it one day.
Yeah, no, we'll do a tell-all of how this podcast got started, because I guess, you know, that's what some people do when they get into big episodes. But sure. All right, okay, so I'm reading from Genesis.
You take forever.
I haven't started.
Go ahead.
I'm reading from Genesis 19:31-36. If you guys want to follow along with your Bibles, I guess everyone owns in their household. And the elder said to the younger, our father is old.
I thought you couldn't read it because of copyright.
I can read this part of the Bible.
Oh, okay.
The children's Bible was copyrighted.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to restart because I don't know where I left off. And the elder said to the younger, our father is old. There is no man left on the earth to come into us. Come into... well, okay, so... Yeah, no, this is how it is. To come in unto us after the manner of the whole earth. Come, let's make him drunk with wine. Let us lie with him that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drunk with wine that night, and the elder went and lay with her father, but he perceived not, neither when his daughter lay down, nor when she rose up. And the next day the elder said to the younger, behold, I lay last night with father, let us make him drink with wine also tonight, and thou shalt lie with him, that we may save seed of our father. They made their father drunk with wine that night also, and the younger daughter went in and lied with him. And neither then did he perceive when she lay down, nor when she rose up. So the two daughters of Lot were with child by their father.
The Bible's fucked up.
Yeah, and it's really old-timey read, so I can read pretty, you know, all right. This fucking...
That's
how does anyone fucking read this book?
That's why they go to church.
You literally just okayed consensual rape.
Well, he was drunk, I guess. It's okay.
No.
If he's drunk. Rape.
Actually, you know what they tell you? You cannot do it, like,
when you're drunk. Yeah.
You can't rape your father. That should just be the rule. It shouldn't be when you're drunk. How about not rape anyone? We'll put that one out there. Let's not rape anyone.
And don't have any relations with your family, because that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. We get to drive right back into the relationship. This is with the father and daughter.
Oh, God.
Wasn't that what the one was last time?
No, the daughters raped the father. Now this is a father-daughter consensual sex.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. This one's kind of weird, so before you guys judge it out, let me at least read it off to you.
We're still going to judge it.
Yeah, we're already judging.
So, this man, because you guys can look it up anyway, I'm going to say the name is John Davis. Davis? D-E-A-V-E-S. And on March 20th, 2008, John Davis and his daughter Jenny were sentenced to a 3-year good behavior bond after pleading guilty to 2 counts of performing an act of incest, an act that led to the birth of their daughter, Celeste. They call them couple. Met 30 years after John has left his daughter's mother. Johnny was 31, and just 2 weeks after meeting father and daughter had sex. Jenny Davis said soon after reuniting with her father, she began to see him as a man first and father second. This is a quote. I was looking at him sort of going, ooh, he's not too bad. End quote, she said. Mr. Davis admits that his initial thought of having sex with his daughter was wrong.
Wait, so she knew that was her dad?
I guess.
Ew. That's gross.
It is kind of gross.
It is gross. Ew. Yes. I mean, we all have fathers here, even if some of them are absent for reasons. But has anyone Rando. Ever looked in... If,
yeah, I was talking about you, but okay. My father is with me right now. He just hasn't texted me back in 2 days.
Your dad's about as gone as mine.
At least my dad's
I have a healthy relationship with my father. But has anyone looked at their dad in a sexual way? Because that's disgusting. I've never
my
looked at...
My dad's disgusting.
Your dad is homeless.
He is
exactly.
homeless.
Exactly!
I'm still thinking that he's a man that showers at Planet Fitness.
From no, that viral TikTok.
I told you, he just doesn't shower. Like, it's gross!
Doesn't he work at Burger King?
No.
Oh, no, we discussed this last time.
I think he works at a cookie factory.
Oh, so he smells like cookies.
No.
Or homelessness.
Once again, I don't think he showers. He smells like he stinks.
Hey, he showers when it rains.
I bet you he doesn't buy the soap, too.
Well, you get a homeless shower. I bet you can get a bar of soap.
Just because you're getting poured on by the rain doesn't mean you're taking a shower.
You can buy a bar of soap for $1. Tell him to buy a bar of soap.
You still need the soap to wash up.
I'll find him for Christmas. Give him a bar
okay,
of soap.
Okay, so next topic. Well, no, we're getting everyone condoms for Christmas, remember?
I'd get her dad a bar of soap.
Okay.
I mean, she already has a sister, well, a brother that was born.
No.
Did we find out if that was your
it
sibling?
Was not.
Are we sure?
Did they do a DNA test?
It was not.
Did they do a DNA test? That's the question.
I mean, if she does go for child support from anyone, she does have to get a DNA test on that baby.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Because she's not married?
You know, she works...
No, because you have to.
Are you
like,
serious?
Yeah, like, if I go after Joe for child support, they have to do a DNA test with him and the baby.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey!
You know, that girl now works at Ruth Packing.
Yeah, she works back at Ruth Packing.
Does she work the same shift as you?
No, she works, like, days.
That's Akko Taco.
Yeah. Your dad could work at Ruth Packing.
He already said he wouldn't.
Yeah, he can't handle
Before
it.
Before she even thought about it, he already said he wouldn't go back.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, so this couple.
Yeah, they're not really a couple.
Yeah.
That's...
So what happened to the daughter? Like,
Last time I known, they were still, like, with the daughter. As far as I could find out, I didn't really look that much more into it. I was kind of disturbed.
I wonder if she
But they did have a portrait together online.
I wonder, did she look like she had, like, any, like, congenital issues?
No, looks fine, honestly.
Well, because usually kids do who, like, are made from the same family.
She looked all right. You know, I saw a face. I didn't fucking sit there and inspect her body, but, you know.
But she could also have, like... internal issues.
Yeah, so like she could have like two ribs. I don't know.
Grandpa Daddy.
It is Grandpa Daddy in that one. Alright, so this one's not so much weird, but you know, I wanted to add it in here because it was kind of, it was alright. I had a good time reading this. It is the Bunkers and the Yates. So this one is in another country, so this one's going to be fun. I'm trying to pronounce these names. Chang and Ang Bunker were conjoined twins born in Siam. Their condition was, in place of birth, the credit of the term, Siamese twins.
Okay.
So they're like one of the first ones ever.
Okay.
They were joined at the sternum by a small piece of cartilage. Their livers were fused but independently complete. This was back in the 19th century, so medicine, you know, didn't have the means.
So they couldn't separate them yet.
Yeah.
The sternum's, like down there, right?
Yeah. It's, like, down by your, like, it's, I guess by your belly-ish. Mm. I saw the picture. It was, like, down by the ribs and belly, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Where was it? Oh, yeah. The two became American citizens and became respected members of the community, owning a plantation and slaves.
Oh.
Yeah. On April 13th, 1843... they marry two sisters, Chang and Adeline Yates, and Ang to Sarah and Yates. Chang and his wife had 10 children. Ang and his wife had 12.
Oh, my goodness.
Are they separated at this point?
No, they're
could
never.
They medically separate them.
Oh.
Yeah, no, they died together.
Oh.
Thanks for ruining the ending,
Miranda. How do you make a casket like that?
I don't know. We're reading.
I'm just asking.
So, in time, their wives squabbled, and eventually two separate households were set up just west of Mount Airy, North Carolina, in the community of White Plains. Shout out to White Plains. The twins were alternate spending time, 3 days at each home. The twins died on the same day in 1874. Now you can start asking your questions about the caskets.
I always kind of wondered about, like, because there's, like, certain, like, crime shows that involve, like, people who are accused like that. Like, how they have relationships.
I guess spend 3 days at each household.
But that's still, like, weird.
That's still, I think it's stupid. Just buy one household.
The wives, well, the wives were along. Squabbling. That's what the story said.
So?
So that means they weren't getting along.
First off, how did they own slaves? Because those two are never going to keep up with you. Like, you could run away from them. They're not going to know how to run in sync together.
They had police forces back then. Oh, that's dang. Where the police force came from, actually.
Aw, oh, dang.
Like, down south. They were about, you know, capturing slaves. I'm pretty sure. Now, I might be totally wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure that's where they originally came from.
Mister, I do my research.
I didn't do the I didn't think I'd be talking about police forces on a podcast about incest and, you know, raping fathers. I'm sorry.
You're the one that did the research about the raping fathers.
And incest.
And incest.
I just... Like, I can't see ever being happy in a relationship like that. It would always feel like you're, like, secretly cheating.
I don't think the other dude's sticking his dick in there.
But did they share a penis?
No. They were just conjoined.
But still, they're like, so does that mean the guy can, like, never be on his back?
I think the guy would always have to be on his back. He couldn't do missionary because, you know, that means they both have to be pumping at the same time. I wonder if they ever did that.
I don't know.
Wait, that means they wouldn't... No, I would say they could do other stuff. They would just have to work together. They had 12 children. You can't just do missionary.
22 no, they could. They couldn't do missionary. That's what we decided. They couldn't do missionary.
Yeah.
Oh, couldn't?
No, they'd have to lay on their back because, you know, they're conjoined in Miranda. That means they're pumping at the same time.
You can still do missionary and then the girl being controlled, can't you?
What? I get? No. Can you? I never tried.
What?
The girl can be in control.
A missionary?
Yes. Missionary's just when you're on your back.
Yeah.
And the person's on top.
Yeah, I guess. But still, that means the other dude has to lay there next to the woman who's, you know, in control. And he has to prop up too. They're conjoined. And they're not by much.
Well, if the...
Like, I'm talking like 6 inches of cartilage. They're conjoined by...
Okay, it depends on how far up, though.
Just put the sheet over the other one.
All right, brother, I'm making another one. Sheet.
He can have his, like, legs open or whatever. The other one just tried to sleep.
Imagine if they got mad at each other and they started dissing each other's wives because they both been there. They're like, my wife smells better than yours.
Oh, my gosh.
My wife has bigger breasts and not a third nipple.
Oh no, he cut out the third nipple.
Alright, so we got another one. This one's gonna be, this one's a fun one. This one's is really a fun one.
Oh gosh.
So this one is about Lu Yi, who decided to use his wedding as a chance to reconstruct himself. That was, he married himself a life-size cutout of himself in a red bridal gown in a traditional Chinese wedding. Lu said that he used the wedding to reconsider heterosexual marriage and claim to be just a little bit narcissistic.
Just a little bit narcissistic. That's the real life story of, like, narcissists right there.
Nah.
I mean, that's really not, but I mean.
Yeah, still. So he married himself.
How's that legal?
What?
How's that legal?
Nah, I mean, legal.
The one was in 1874. I think the conjoined brothers were legal.
Probably. I mean, technically, they were two different people.
They're two different people with both. And back then, the Bible was, you know, written out about rape. Oh, I found that one picture about the father-daughter in their... And his daughter, granddaughter.
Let me see.
I know you guys can't see this because it's an audio-only podcast. But we might put it on the Random Chat Facebook page.
Okay, so...
Follow us out on Random Chat.
She's a cute
lady and the guy are fat. The baby's cute. Doesn't look like she has...
A deformity
of any kind. Looks like a regular old baby, really.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But yeah, no, we might post the picture on Random Chat Facebook page. Follow us on Random Chat Facebook
page. That just means she might be a psycho killer, so watch out.
And not the actual Random Chat, because, you know, we were late making the Facebook page and some loser put in Random Chat. But yeah, no, ours ends with the podcast.
The loser was him, by the way.
I did not do it.
I didn't do it.
No, like someone else in the world has a Facebook page called Random Chat.
Oh, yeah.
I want to differentiate us from him. So wow. I put podcast at the end.
Podcast.
Because we are a podcast.
Da.
Okay, so, about another relationship, the one that you guys wanted to hear, a man and a corpse.
Yes.
Why are you so excited?
So I
did. She's like, yes!
I did not make a note on this, but I already had the website, well, in the notes, just in case if I needed to reference anything. And I'm going to just pretty much read this almost straight off. Carl Tanzler and sometimes Count Carl von Konsul, February 8th, 1877 through July 23rd, 1952, was a German-born radiologist in the United States, Main Hospital in Key West, Florida, who developed a morbid obsession for a young Cuban-American tuberculosis patient named Ellen Margolow. Or Helen, for short. July 31st, 1909 through October 25th, 1931. That carried on well after the disease. April 1933, Tanzler removed Hoyas' body from the mausoleum, carted it through the cemetery after dark on a toy wagon, transported it back to his home, and attached the corpse bones together with the wire coat hanger and fitted the face with glass eyes. As the skin of the corpse decomposed, Tanzler replaced it with silk cloth soaked in wax and plaster of Paris. As the hair fell out of the scalp, the two fashioned a wig from Hoyes' hair that has been collected by her mother and given to Tanzler not long after the burial. Tanzler filled the corpse's abdominal and chest cavity with rags to keep the original form, dressed the body in stockings, jewelry, gloves, and kept the body in his bed. And then he also used perfume, disinfectants, and preserving agents to mask the odor. And foresell the effects of the corpse's decomposition.
When did they find out?
In October 1940, Ellen's sister, Florinda, heard rumors that Tanzler was sleeping with the with the body. It confronted him at his home, where it was discovered. When the body was discovered, and notified the authorities. And after a hearing in 1940. He was, the case was dropped.
What?
Because because the statute of limitations. Not joking.
How do you figure something out like that? Do you just...
You hear rumors and then, you know, you go to the house and you see the body on the bed and then, you know, bingo.
I feel like statutes of limitation don't apply to this case.
It apparently does, according to the courts in Florida. Monroe County Courthouse.
Of course it's Florida.
Okay, now the question is, she had bronchitis?
Tuberculosis.
No. Tuberculosis.
Okay.
What is tuberculosis
That's where they are coughing like, really, really badly, isn't it?
Basically, your chest cavity fills with blood.
Oof.
It's because we have to get vaccines and tested for it for nursing school. It's bad. Mm-hmm. It's,
if you've seen Victorious, it's on there. There was, like, played really badly cough.
That it is probably not the same thing. Because you have to be in an actual, like, room in a hospital.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was like, a show, so it's the pressure
room. Yeah.
That pressure room was nice when I went to surgery. I didn't have tuberculosis.
So,
but,
I have a question. If you're doing it with a person that had tuberculosis, does that mean you'll get tuberculosis?
I don't think it's contagious.
When
like
you
that.
Die, I think the virus dies with that person.
Probably, but you know, he fucked a dead person. Let's just put it out there.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up. That's nasty.
You know, we didn't put this in the trigger warning at necrophilia.
We mentioned it earlier.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we mentioned it. I want to make sure.
It's just kind of gross. All of it's kind of gross.
Yeah.
So, now, you guys still want to rate the best one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you guys thinking?
Oh, is that
the
all
dead
of them?
Person.
Yeah, that's about all of them.
Yeah, the dead person's definitely the worst. What was the first one again?
That first one, let me pull up the notes. Yeah, it was the man and mannequin.
Okay, so can we go through them all real quick?
I think the man and the mannequin was probably the least.
So, I'm actually going to just breeze through these real quick. As a quick...
Yeah.
Reminder, man and mannequin.
Okay.
Lot's daughters, that's where they raped their father.
Okay.
The father daughter duo.
Mm-hmm.
The Siamese twins.
Okay.
And the man who married himself.
Okay, so we have six of them we need to rate.
Yes.
Number one, definitely necrophilia.
Yes. I'm going with the incest of the father and daughter.
Did she know?
Yes. I said that. She knew.
Ew.
They both knew. That's why I'm going with that one.
Necrophilia is the worst. That's a different.
Well, I'm
you
going...
know what? I think probably the least one is the guy who married himself.
Actually, I'll do that. I won't even.
Because, I mean, that's not hurting anybody else.
Yeah, that's definitely. Yeah,
no, so I think he's definitely number six. Number one for me is definitely necrophilia.
Oh, wait, are we writing them 6 to 1 or 1 to 6?
1 to 6. So
I'm saying one's the best.
One's being like the worst one.
Okay, so.
The mannequin is. Not
number
bad
five.
Either.
Yeah, I'd say mannequin's number five.
So the mannequin's number five.
The man who married himself, you're the winner.
That's the safest out of all of these, yeah.
You're the winner.
Okay, so we need to rate the other three.
Siamese twins isn't that bad either.
Yeah, because they're two separate people. So then
worse they dad.
So I think
the
second one then is the rape, because obviously it's rape.
I'm still saying father daughters first.
How do you
foremost.
Get it on with the cardboard or with yourself?
You don't. You just use your hand. You're a real person, Miranda. You can bring toys into it for yourself. I don't know.
You know what? Because you can't prove the Bible story ever happened. So I am going to go ahead and put the father daughter at second.
No,
because I'm sure that's happened somewhere in the not in the United States, but on Earth.
Probably.
I did not look into it. My phone's already screwed up enough. FBI's already watching this because of this podcast.
It probably happened before.
Yeah, they're probably pretty much tied.
I'm going the father-daughter.
Why?
Who's dating themselves. Because they knew.
Yeah.
They were father and daughter, so they're first. And then necrophilia could be second.
Yeah, I mean, that is pretty
And
nasty.
Then raping your father could be third.
Yeah, I guess raping your father should be.
Pretty high up there.
Lower than the togetherness.
You think?
Because one is consent, the other's not.
All right, so the worst one, I think, you guys say the corpse. I'm saying the father-daughter duo.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I just, like,
I don't
imagine?
Know. They're both pretty bad.
I would always scared that it comes back to a zombie.
So, this is where I'm looking at it.
How Randall's like, but zombies?
We didn't talk about zombies.
No, that's another episode.
That could be another episode. We'll talk about them next week.
I'm talking about them now. A zombie's gonna come and eat you while you're trying to bang them.
No, we're not gonna talk about it next week. I read a lot, and no, I'm not doing all that. We'll figure out another topic for next week.
I can try to do it.
You know what? No, I think we got a best scams or something like that. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
I thought we were doing the porn.
We could do porn, but that means Miranda has to get her boyfriend on here.
One of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so anywho, never mind. So back to this, our original topic.
But yeah, no, I'm still saying
so what's
father, daughter.
Like, even though I'm pretty sure none of ours is, but what's the strangest relationship that you guys have ever been in?
Definitely not fucking a corpse.
No, but what's like the strangest one you've ever been in?
We'll let Miranda go first.
I don't know.
Yours isn't the porn star?
No, he's... No.
Or it could be like, just like the rarest one. Like, it doesn't have to be like disgusting.
Okay, so the rarest one would probably be the porn star then.
I mean, technically, you're my rarest one because, you know, you believe in all the witchcraft and pagans and stuff, and I don't. Yeah.
Mine's the crazy 27-year-old who still tries to stalk me.
Yes. Yeah, I was about to say, I think that's my rarest one.
I'm the weirdest one, yay!
Miranda, I mean, she is sleeping with the porn star, who needs to be on this episode sometime soon.
Yeah,
maybe.
On an episode about
weird porn. Does he listen to these?
I don't know.
Probably not. Probably. Hopefully not. Well, no, actually, he does. You find him, and then you tell him to listen to this, Miranda.
Uh-huh.
He gets a quick little intro on how our show's done.
Yeah. He has to listen to it if he wants to be on the episodes.
He doesn't have to listen to it.
He has to know what we're all about.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't gotta know my...
He knows.
He knows. He knows what I tell him. He knows what he sees. He doesn't see me when I'm at home.
You're lucky about your mother from listening to this.
Yeah, that's true.
I saw her try like the Facebook page and I blocked her ass.
Did you really? Awesome, thank you.
I got your back, Miranda.
Thank you.
Because yeah, I accidentally invited her.
Yeah, we got. Oh my god, so that means you invited your grandma.
I did, but she doesn't listen to podcasts.
Okay, good.
No one in the family listens to podcasts.
No.
So we are safe.
Yes.
I just realized we all got some like secrets up on here. Probably not a good thing to, you know, have a public platform displaying our secrets that even our families don't know about us.
No, this is perfect. So if I become president one day, you know, no one can sit there and be like, oh yeah, I know this much. It's like, yeah, so does everyone else. I said it on the podcast like 5 years ago. What the fuck
I'm
you mean?
I'm not becoming a president, but not everyone needs to know this. Only people that don't know me can know it.
Well, everyone knows us.
Everyone doesn't know us.
Not yet.
They will.
Okay, so anywho.
There is one more story I found in the news.
Oh.
Yes.
Is this like recently or?
Yeah. These are, every story I say is recently. Within like the past week or two.
The Siamese twins were not recently.
That was about, you know.
I think he's talking about the news.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. No, I'm trying to, you know, get away from all that.
Okay, so, I see what you're saying now. Go ahead.
So, yeah. This is about the Florida police ejecting a trespassing alligator from the mall.
What did this have to do with strange relationships?
It doesn't. I'm getting away from that now.
Oh. Now so we're... ejecting an alligator.
Yes.
Are we sure it was an alligator and not a crocodile?
They say alligator. I was not there.
Free my man, alligator Loki.
So police in Florida respond to a mall where they were summoned to remove an unusual trespasser, a young alligator. You know, he's sitting there trying to shop for, you know, clothes. Got the police coming after his ass. This is in Largo. And then the small alligator was outside lurking throughout the stores. And then they actually shared a video, you guys can look it up, where they kind of carried away him, well, the alligator with the little snare on his nozzle.
I feel like that'd be kind of like the snakes coming, and spiders coming into the house. Although it's a store.
Did you ever see that one, I think this was also in Florida. Florida, y'all got some messed up things going on.
We can do a whole episode about just Florida
where
stuff.
The guy threw an alligator through the Wendy's drive-thru window. Like, did you guys ever see that?
No.
It wasn't like a huge alligator, but he was like 2 feet long.
Like
and
a little
he
baby?
Legit, yeah, and he legit threw him through the drive-thru window. Ask the Wendy's employees. Like, Jesus. What do you... Like, I worked at McDonald's.
You're out of the Baconator? Alligator.
But, like, what do you do?
No,
like,
it'd be the ice cream.
That'd be McDonald's.
Yeah, that'd be McDonald's. But, like, what do you do as, like, an... Because... Oh, yeah, because I guess we've all worked, like, a drive-thru setting at one point.
No, I haven't.
Didn't you work at Arby's?
At Arby's?
I never did drive-thru, though.
Oh, okay, well...
I worked a window, not really drive-thru.
I stayed there for, like, 3 months.
Okay, so what do you do though? Like when that happens, well, or even just like kitchen, even so. Like working a counter,
scream, you go, ah, there's an alligator crocodile thing.
You just woke up my baby.
he was literally almost completely.
No,
out.
He was out.
I think he was out.
Yeah, no, he's gone.
But then it might eat you.
It wasn't big enough to eat you.
Okay, it might bite you.
It can't bite you.
It like literally the biggest it could bite is like your finger.
The finger can come off.
Yeah. I don't think so. It was tiny, guys. Like tiny. It
depends on how big the teeth might be.
I don't know.
I think the weirdest thing we ever had. We had a dog come through our window once at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like a person that you guys know?
No, like their dog just jumped through the window, and jumped in through our drive-thru window.
McDonald's isn't that good.
Apparently, he thought it was. And so we all had to chase down this dog for McDonald's.
There was nothing, like, crazy, but I know there was, at Arby's, there was a creepy guy.
This was so good.
The creepy guy we thought was homeless and, like, just always came to Arby's. Mm-hmm. Turns out he just was a gambler, and every day his sister would give him some money, and then he would go below it and then come to Arby's and barely have any money to pay for food and drink. He was creepy still.
Wouldn't you want to buy the food and drink before you start blowing money?
Right.
If you're a gambler, I guess it doesn't matter when you eat and drink.
All right, so now we're on the takebacks and apologies part, Miranda. You already got to apologize to someone.
The creepy dude?
To him, too, now. But there was someone at the beginning. I forgot who it was.
Who was? I don't think we ever said she had to apologize to anybody. I think we just said that she was going to have to apologize for someone.
Yes.
Probably the creepy dude now.
I would imagine. Yeah. There you go. Creepy dude.
I think that's the only actually offensive thing I've actually said.
Nice. You know, we're doing good. We're getting better. I think we're going to be like 40 episodes before, you know, we might not ever have to say another apology.
I don't think...
Because we're judgmental.
Yeah,
that's true. But I think we're going to be 40 episodes before we're actually good.
Probably.
Probably yes. Not.
How long do you think it's going to take? Like 8?
Depends if you want me to hold my tongue or not.
No, you'll just apologize afterwards. It's cool.
Exactly.
Yes.
But sorry to the creepy dude.
Any takebacks? Bring them all back.
Do not sleep with a corpse.
How about let's not, you know, sleep incest either? Can we just say that one too?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
No father, daughter, no cousin, fucking no. Nothing. Leave it alone.
Who said anything about cousins?
Leave it alone. It's family. No family fucking.
Yeah, no, that's gross.
Go on Tinder.
You guys don't know the story.
Don't go on Tinder either.
Why not?
I don't like Tinder.
Did you try it?
No.
There you go.
I don't want to try it.
We met on Tinder.
Yeah.
We can do a Tinder horror story episode.
I don't really have that many.
Didn't you guys say Tinders are only for hookups anyways?
Yeah, kind of.
And then I got pregnant, so.
Yeah. That was way after you moved in.
I'm not up for the hookups.
Way after, like we were together for a while. I moved in after 2 months.
Alright, so Dakota, your turn.
He went to the hospital, so I guess it was fair.
You know what? Free my man, Yuri. That's all I'm saying.
Yuri?
Free my man.
Yes.
Free my man, Yuri.
Who played the horse sounds.
Yes.
To his neighbors.
Yes, that's my thing that I'm taking from this. I'm going to get one of those shirts like they make in like Lorraine because like they were always in Lorraine when I grew up. And the alligator. Free my man, Yuri, and free Crocodile Loki.
I don't think this was alligator, not crocodile. What is the difference?
The amount of the head shape.
That's it?
Wait, how are you supposed to know by a head shape?
Good luck.
Heads look different, Miranda.
It's not like we're blonde.
One
and
of them is like
black.
Thinner.
Oh,
how are you supposed to know by the head shape?
Measure it, Miranda.
Oh, yeah, while it's trying to eat you? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's so smart.
You call the police. Yes, I have an alligator trying to eat me. It's like, is it alligator or crocodile? Hold on, let me try to measure it. What's 36 inches mean? I think that's a crocodile, sir. Okay, a crocodile is trying to eat me. Okay, so I'm going to be out so early. It's like, it doesn't matter. It's fucking sizzle one.
Because they need the poison. Well, not the poison. The
poison.
The unpoison.
Oh, the
tranquilizer.
Yeah, tranquilizer.
Sure.
Because you ain't gonna poison alligators with crocodiles. That's rude.
Yeah, they're trying to poison.
That's their home.
Yeah, we took
over. They're the ones who wanted to build around there.
Yeah, we took over.
I guess so.
Miranda, apologize for the alligators and crocodiles now.
No, they do not.
Yes.
They can't even hear this.
How do we know? How do we know that people not listening to the show is not alligator and crocodile?
Okay, listen to me right now. Somebody, go to Florida. Go to the swamp.
How do you know people listening to this don't have a pet crocodile? You can have those.
Yeah, how do you know they're not a crocodile enthusiast?
How many people in the world do you think actually have crocodiles?
A lot.
Quite a few, actually.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I follow a girl who literally transports exotic animals.
Okay, find a crocodile and alligator. And then play it to them. See how they react.
They're going to come for you.
They're coming for you. And they're going to try to come to this place.
If they come for me, I will say sorry. If they don't, I'm not saying sorry.
It's too late if they're coming for you.
They're already planning.
Yeah.
Well, looks like we're going to die in one new way.
Not us.
No, not us.
No, don't throw me into your little romance game.
I said free my man, Alligator Loki.
I think alligators should be allowed to shop if they want to shop.
Yes.
That's the thing. Well, why can't they walk around the mall?
Yeah. Maybe he needed a new toothbrush or something.
That's why, you know what? That's why alligators are so ornery. They have all those teeth and not enough.
You know when we went to Wisconsin? They had a Target in their mall.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
A full-blown Target.
Oh, yeah. By the way, they went to Wisconsin, like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
How's that trip, Miranda? Because we never went through it.
It was actually really fun.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
The drive sucked.
Yes.
I think that's why last week's episode
Chicago
was pre-recorded.
Chicago. Yeah.
Yes.
Sucked.
Yeah, Chicago was a pain in the butt. And then, of course, the first time there, we ran out of gas in Chicago. So we had to pull off in downtown Chicago to get gas, and Miranda had to use this nasty-ass bathroom.
Yes. And don't forget, we played, we had 3 CDs that we only played going down.
Why did I have 3?
Just on the way back, we finally realized that Spotify was an app that we had.
You didn't realize before, like, hey, you know what? We're on this long drive. Let's listen to Ramnish Chat all the way down there. Thanks,
no,
you guys.
We listened to Big Time Rush.
Pretty much. In Disney.
Yes, Disney. We were singing a lot of Disney.
Yes. Yes, we were.
Yes.
It was really fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. And then the ninja place we went to was really fun.
All right, Miranda.
Had some good food.
Yeah.
Tell them where to find you.
At Randomness Chat Podcast on Facebook.
Yes.
On Anchor.
I'm talking about you.
Oh,
now we're to find the podcast.
Dang. Okay.
If they're listening to the podcast, they already found us.
Well, you never know.
How about you, Miranda? Where to find you?
Okay. Me personally, you can do Instagram merpanda 1001. Text us on the Facebook. If you text
Don't text us. You know, well, I'll do all the plugs for Facebook. How about that, Miranda?
If you text me on Instagram, I may or may not respond. Probably not.
People are going to be sitting there asking for those feet pictures.
You can make good money off of feet pics.
We talked about it last, with the fetish episode.
It always depends on, like, how my feet look
that day. Is it like a thing that your feet need beauty sleep?
No, like on Tuesdays,
like,
you know,
I'm
the
running,
feet just need a rest.
No, if I run too much, it might be a little bit uglier than the day before.
I don't know how that happens. Dakota, where to find you at?
Okay, so you can find me on Twitch at DakotaStorm97 or literally any other platform for Storm Winchester.
All right, and then you can find the podcast Facebook page at Ramnish Chat. Podcast. Yes, I didn't know where I was going with that one. Give us a like, because we desperately need it. Let your friends know about us and where to find us on Apple Podcasts, where you can give us a 5-star review, and follow us on Google Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Pocket Cast. Just look us up online, and then, you know, they pop right up. You can find me on Twitter that I never get on, at Joe Viock, if you guys ever just want to see a blank Twitter page. And then
he
on
took down
Twitch.
His old Instagram, so
I do have a new Instagram up.
Oh.
And it's blank.
Oh.
I don't get on social media. I think it has like one thing on it.
Mine has a bunch, but I've had mine since my Facebook.
Yeah. So you can find me on, I don't know where my, I don't even know my Instagram handle. I did it just so you know I can connect with people on the podcast, and I never use it. And then you can look at my blank Twitch at RichardJ2019, where I might upload something one day.
We can upload something tonight.
I might do it tonight.
Have some caffeine.
I might do it tonight, yeah.
But I ain't gonna be there.
But besides that, guys, I think we're, I think that's it. I think we're done. This is the longest we've been continuously.
Right.
Yes. Usually gotta get a lot of breaks in here, but no. We've been talking for like, what, 2 hours now? 3 hours?
It helped that the baby fell asleep, too.
Yes. We've been talking for at least 2 hours.
Not to them. I don't
Not to them, no. It's only been an hour for you guys, but we'll probably talk another hour after this.
Yeah. Bye.
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 And oh yes, before we go, we are still only 2 listeners away from our conspiracy theory episode. We have quite a few good ones that we're looking at right now, trying to do. So tell your friends to listen. Share us on whatever platform you guys have. So hopefully we can actually do this conspiracy theory episode.